Okay, plans for the future for this airplane. Evan, what are we going to do in the future?
Okay, I guess, you know, we plan on participating in some air shows throughout the Midwest. I know we've had talks in the future of doing a ride program. Like I said, we've had it home for about, you know, a week, and then it's been here, so we haven't had it in Granite Falls. We have a new bomber hangar we're building at the museum in Granite Falls, which will be done probably around the 1st of October, and that'll be the new home for the bomber, and kind of we're dedicating that to the bombers of World War II and the ground crews and that type of thing. But we plan on participating in air shows and having it out for people to see, given, you know, letting people go in the inside and look around. We have a few air shows this summer we're going to do yet with it. So just plan on getting it out when we can and letting people take a look at it.
Great. Okay, as a proper introduction for John Tennyson, let me just say this. Sleeping Dog is a wonderful outfit, and we went to Germany back in 07, and our guide over there is sitting in the audience right now, Dr. Kurt Brotz and his family, Kurt, and his wife Petra, stand please, and their children Charlie and Johnny, all the way from Germany. Sleeping Dog went with us. The dogs went over there with us. Kyle, Guyette, Scott, Guyette inside, John, his wife. And we cruised around Bavaria for about almost 2 weeks. And I'm going to tell you, if you've never been to Germany, especially Bavaria in the fall, it is absolutely stunning. We were about halfway up the Alps, little town. Do I say this right, Kurt? Bad Reichenhall, right? Close? Bad Reichenhall. Okay. And Gunther's hometown. And we filmed Gunther there in his driveway. And before the presentation, I'm sitting next to Gunther Rahl, and he says, scrape the leaves off the cobblestones. And he said, hey, Dan, you know who laid my driveway? I said, I have no idea. He looked at me, and he says, the Romans. And when he saw my reaction, he said, this was part of the Salt Highway that went to Salzburg. You could sit in his backyard and look down on Salzburg, Austria. That's how high up we were. But the Romans laid the road, the salt road. So just a side. Anyway, John was there, and he's the chief editor and writer for Sleeping Dog, Mr. John Tennyson.
Okay, we'll try this one. Danny, why did you leave out the part that you got arrested in Germany?
I knew that was coming. Oh, did you tell us why? Well, I'll tell the story.
It's too long a story.
But okay.
Maybe we'll have another one just for that. But it's a good one. Well, I've been privileged to, I think, be around at least Warbirds in Review since its beginning, and I've seen a lot of them. And as I've watched them this year and as I think about this, one of the things that came to my mind are all the opportunities that have been presented here that we've missed. And I guess while we're on the subject of Gunther Rahl, who was absolutely a central figure in history, Kurt was the publisher, Dr. Kurt Brotz was the publisher of his biography. And to get the perspective that you get from Gunther Rahl, I don't know where else you'd get it. And he came here more than once to do it. But we didn't have these facilities. We didn't have the ability to preserve it. And it made me think about when I was a kid, and my father used to take me to Wrigley Field when I was 6 years old, and I grew up seeing people like Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and Sandy Koufax, but you don't realize you're seeing history. So I don't want us to forget that today, and I don't take our word for it. I'd like to read to you just a brief thing that Admiral Halsey said in his biography, and we're going to talk about the Doolittle Raid. We don't expect that a lot of people have heard about it. Not everybody understands exactly what it was. It was the first strike back against the Japanese home islands following Pearl Harbor. Within 120 days of that national calamity, that international calamity, Colonel Cole, who we're going to meet shortly, and 79 brave and incredibly prepared souls under Jimmy Doolittle's command were in downtown Tokyo. And the story of how that happened is incredible. But it did involve aircraft carriers, and the man in charge of the flotilla that gave the bombers a ride to Japan was Admiral Halsey, and here's what he said. The wind and sea were so strong that morning that green water was breaking over the carrier's ramps. Jimmy led his squadron off. When his plane buzzed down the Hornet's deck at 0825, there wasn't a man topside in the task force who didn't help sweat him into the air. One pilot hung on the brink of a stall until we nearly cataloged his effects. But the last one of the 16 was airborne by 0924, and a minute later, my staff duty officer was writing in the flag log, commencing retirement from the area at 25 knots. Here, let me say that in my opinion, their flight, made in B-25s just like this one, was one of the most courageous deeds in all military history.
Wow. I asked John to join us this year because he knows the details that I don't know, and I think it adds a little bit to the program. Now, whenever I interviewed Dick Cole here several years ago, I had another fellow up here with me, Larry Gregory, and he's in the stands there. Larry, stand, please. Larry is with the Lone Star Museum down in Galveston, Texas, and he's also a historian. But I thought I'd give John a chance to talk today. Larry, we didn't fire you, okay? We love you. But they have the only B-25 painted like the Doolittle Raiders on the side. You know, it's a real memorial to them. And so I'm glad to welcome Larry. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. Everybody get your iPad cameras, your digital cameras, or whatever ready, because you're about to be introduced to history with somebody that was there. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Colonel Richard Cole. Now, escorting Dick is my sister-in-law, Connie, the founder and chairman of Warbirds in Review. And, Connie, we have two stragglers here that want to talk to you. Larry Kelly has a presentation. Evan, would you hand Larry your microphone, please? Hang your phone up, Larry.
we've been doing some photo flights every morning, and coordinating them involves a lot of photos. You know, for every great thing that happens, someone has a vision. And then this particular vision that you see right here, the Warbirds in Review, began with this lady right here, Connie Boland. And I never will forget the first time I ever saw Connie, first time I met her here probably 20 years ago. She taxed it in a Mustang, pulled that helmet off, and that long brown hair pulled out. And I said, man, that is, I have just seen heaven itself. But Connie flies the B-17, the B-25, the C-47, and more airplanes than I can even name. But this whole thing that you're seeing right here is the vision of Connie and Ed Boland. And you heard her mention earlier, we lost Ed this past spring. And what a great team they were in building Warbirds in Review to what it is. And this is the third time that the Doolittle Raiders have had the honor of being asked to come and participate and help tell their story. And what Warbirds in Review is all about is bringing that history, the history of the real people who made all of this history, preserved our freedoms, and the tools that they use. These airplanes are great, but these were the tools. You know, a hammer doesn't build a house. A carpenter builds a house. These are the carpenters. These are the guys that won the war. These are the guys that volunteered. Every airman of World War II is a volunteer. So these are the ones that took them into the air and that saved our freedoms. These are their tools. And what Connie and Ed had was a vision to bring that to the American public for as long as we can. And it grew. It started with a tiny little pad about big enough to park a J3 Cub on. And here you see what we have right now today with the Jumbotron and all this. And this being the third time that the Doolittle Raiders have come here, Dick wanted to do something special for Connie, a special little presentation. So we took a lithograph of airplane number one, Payback Time. And on April 18th, 1942, at 0825 in the morning, Colonel Cole, standing right here, was sitting in the right seat of this airplane next to Jimmy Doolittle as they launched off the aircraft carrier USS Hornet. And I'll read the inscription. It says, to Connie Bolin and Warbirds in Review, keep them flying, R.E. Cole.
How about that? Can you talk?
I think I can still talk. My motto in the last few months has been, we can do this one step at a time. So, Colonel Cole, I am honored. And for all of you who have made this program that was mine and Ed's vision is possible, and it has grown because of many, many volunteers, the aircraft owners, and the veterans. So I say thank you to you.
Thank you, Connie.